Treatment for cocaine addiction increased sharply last year, with women representing one of the fastest growing groups seeking treatment for the drug. That's according to the Dublin Rehabilitation Facility, the Rutland Centre. Their annual report for last year shows that 77% of residential clients presented with two or more addiction. Alcohol was still the most cited primary addiction. Chris was one of those who sought help from the Centre for Problems with Alcohol. He spoke to our reporter Sheila Nocton about why he made the decision to get help.
During lockdown was when kind of it got to its lowest point, where I was drinking a lot more than usual. It was kind of glamorized at the time, and my job started to notice, obviously, that I was kind of not right. I was going to lose my job, and that was the last thing I had. And I gave the Rutland a call and did the assessment, and I was in there for 35 days, and I suppose it was no bed of roses. I really leaned into the program. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do, but it was the best thing I ever had to do.
What is life like now, 5 years after that treatment?
The first 2 years were definitely tough. I did the aftercare program. And yeah, ever since then, like all the kind of things that I didn't think were possible, like I'm currently in my own house at the minute in a relationship. I learned how to drive. I've got an amazing career. And yeah, it's all things that I never thought I suppose I deserved. And it's just, yeah, like I say, a life beyond my wildest dreams.
Beyond my wildest dreams. Well, for more on the findings of this report, we're joined in studio now by Maeve Mullany, Chief Executive of the Rutland Centre in Dublin. Thank you very much for coming in to us this morning.
Good morning, Joan.
That was a really positive story from Chris there about overcoming addiction. But there is a lot to be concerned about in your report. Can we start with the increasing use of cocaine? You're even seeing it in schools now.
Absolutely. I think that's the standout stat from our annual report this year, is that jump in cocaine presentations for us. And I think it's been widely documented in the media, especially over the last couple of weeks, and you know, people talking about their own lived experience as well. But certainly, I think it's the availability and the accessibility that's driving it. You hear from people that are coming in from treatment that it's literally everywhere, and that it has replaced alcohol in lots of ways for certain cohorts of people. What we're hearing, we've been invited into schools over the last year, and the concern there is that it's in the lockers, it's in school, it's after sport. We even hear from clients coming into treatment that there's an app that people can use to order it. It can be delivered by drone. So I think that's the worrisome part, is how prevalent it is and how accessible and available it is to everybody, including young people.
One of the things that stood out to me from the report is there's this perception that cocaine is actually the healthier choice, that rather than go drinking, it doesn't give you as many calories, that it's the better option to use cocaine.
It absolutely is. And there's a body conscious cohort out there that believe that that's the case, and that they are making a better choice for themselves. And, you know, it's also fueled by this myth that you can't become addicted to cocaine, and that it's a non-addictive substance compared to some other things that they could be taking and compared to alcohol. And that certainly just isn't the case. It's not what's bearing out in treatment. And that's evidenced by the HRB and the Department of Health reports that were issued this year as well. You know, addiction is a very complex physiological and psychological disease. And I think it's incumbent on us to tell people that it is very dangerous from a health perspective and from an addiction perspective.
Do you have any indications of why more women are seeking treatment for cocaine?
We don't really. Our figures for women are up slightly this year. And for us, that's actually a positive thing, because women traditionally face worse barriers entering into treatment than men do. There's a lot more stigma and shame for women entering treatment. There's a lot more considerations around childcare, around family life. So they tend not to come forward for treatment as frequently or as often as men do. So for us, that's actually a positive thing, and something that we want to focus on in the period ahead, is how can we drive that even more so that women are able to access timely treatment at a time and a place that works for them.
A complex picture emerging when it comes to alcohol addiction, because on the face of it, it appears to be down as a primary addiction, but that's not necessarily a good thing. Can you explain why?
So what we would be seeing is, yes, alcohol as a primary addiction is down, but I think the poly use nature of what's happening now, alcohol is still the common denominator in people that have secondary and poly addiction as well. So while it might not be the primary, it's certainly the common denominator in everybody, that in most people that are presenting for treatment. And while there is reports coming out now that our consumption nationally is down, we would see that in addiction services, that's not been borne out, because there's different cohorts of drinkers and people that consume alcohol. So it's definitely still driving the demand for treatment services across the country.
Where does the solution lie?
I don't know. I think we need to have, I think the sector is very complex. I think everyone across the sector is working really hard to try and make sure that people have access to treatment. And I think it's going to be the coming together of the National Drug and Alcohol Plan, of adequate funding, and of a cohesive approach to integrating mental health services with addiction services as well, so that people can access treatment when they need it.
Okay. Maeve Mullany, Chief Executive of the Rutland Centre in Dublin, thank you very much for coming in to us.